Cue ambient intro. Take one.
We know it's crazy out there. All the news is going insane. This intro may sound a little creepy, but we want you to know we got your back. This is Denmate.
And this is Hometown Sounds. Welcome back to Hometown Sounds. What do?
We show you how DC rocks.
Nailed it. Uptown Paul gonna give it to you. That is a kind of dated joke.
No, that's still everywhere. I was at dinner the other night. They were playing Uptown Funk in this really nice restaurant. It was like, this is inappropriate. So
it was inappropriate.
It was inappropriate. Very.
So who was that, Paul? Well, and now I'm just asking you if you remember who I said it was at the beginning of the show.
I actually remember because I have the notes down here. That was Denmate with a song called Fall. Denmate is Jules Hale, along with Jonah Welt, John Weiss, Peter Lillis, and Rick Irby, who also produced this track. The EP,
and also did a great job of producing that track.
Oh yeah, it was fantastic.
Hats off to Rick.
The new EP is called Entropy with two I's. I'm not quite sure how you pronounce that.
Entropy? Either way.
I tried Googling around to see what this word could possibly mean, and I did not find anything. I think this is a made-up word. And it sounds cool. It's a good title for an EP. Mm-hmm. It comes out on April 14th on Babe City Records. They are doing an album release show on Wednesday, April 19th at the Black Cat with Nuex and a secret guest.
Cool. So NPR Music said that kind of sounded like Beach House, but I think it kind of sounded like St. Vincent.
I think I agree with you more than NPR.
That's okay, because everyone can have an opinion, and it's just, you know, it's like grade school, and it's just all not, you know, let's learn lessons about being good to each other, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of artists that kind of sound like other artists, Paul, do you remember that artist I was playing you before we sat down to get the show going?
Yes. Well, yes, I do. Yes.
The artist, their name is Francis and the Lights. And did you have any impression or thoughts about anything about this band?
Mm. I don't know. Like, now it's been a little while because I've heard other songs.
Sure.
You know, I can't quite get them back in my head.
That's okay. It's fine. I was just trying to set you up for all the stuff that I'm going to say about them. Really.
You hit me with your knowledge.
Okay. And that is, I was like, oh my God, this guy sounds just like Phil Collins.
That did not occur to me.
But what is so strange is that I find Philly Cheesesteak Collins, which is a nickname I just came up with to encapsulate my opinion about him, to be so cheesy and hence the nickname. But I love this guy. The music is kind of updated, but no, the similarities are so profound. Their voices are so similar. They both feature the use of African polyrhythms with no cymbals frequently. They even both have dramatic lyrics, like in Phil Collins' song, like, ah, it's all been a pack of lies. But this guy, Francis and the Lights, he's got a really great lyric about how the whole damn world is a cage. Also, see, here's the thing. Like, I felt a little cloistered in terms of my conversations about music. Like, you're kind of all I got, man.
Oh.
And I'm like grabbing your hand while I'm doing
that's
that.
That's why we do a podcast.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, also, I came up with a name for a Guns N' Roses cover band called Appetite for Distraction. It turns out that has already been taken.
At least there's Google to answer that question quickly.
Yeah, but I did have a few days of being like, oh, that's really good.
Oh man.
Anyway, so that was Denmate. That was the first track of the show. Now we're gonna move on to the second track of the show. What's the second track of the show? Who's it from, Paul?
Oh, we're so excited that there's new music from Rom.
Rom.
Had a little luck, now today is not so bad. Definitely not the worst I ever had.
Was Rom with Habit. I'm going to stop that vocal rhythm right now. Okay, so Rom is Mark McInerney on guitar, Sean McCauley on bass, Chris Fernandez on guitar, and Mark Pryor on drums. And usually, Paul handles like all the looking up of all the people, but nah, I was all over that one. Didn't have to look nothing up because I've known them all for like 5 years. That was a great song. Also, not the first song that ROM main man Mark McInerney has written about a gerund. And Paul, do you remember what a gerund is from like grammar lessons?
I'm gonna go with no.
Okay, so it's a verb that is sort of like collapsed to function as something else, most often a noun. That song is called Habit. A habit is something you do. I'm thinking of another song off their 2014 very, very good album, Soda Christ, called Nuisance. So I'm just tying it all together.
Nice.
Grammar, nuisance, habit. Ah, just all this shit going on that people are doing.
That was recorded live by Peter Larkin at the Lighthouse Recording Studio in Delray, Virginia. We always like to point that out. But the vocals were recorded by Mark at the Beta House in Petworth, which is his house.
It's his house, and but not named, for long.
It's named after his dog.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God. I love Beta. I'm dog sad for Beta. Oh, she's a sweetie.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to be seeing Mark on Thursday because I've had a guitar amp parked there for the better part of 2 years. And he's moving. So he's like, hey, can you get this out of here?
Why didn't you need that? For now, 2 years.
Well, because it was an amp. The practice space that my then functioning band was working at was several flights upstairs. So what I did was I bought an amp and then just was able to leave it there for an extended period of time. Oh. So I wouldn't have to carry an amp up and downstairs.
Yeah.
So that's the story there.
Nice. I remember a few years ago, they had a New Year's Eve party.
That was a great party.
It was a great party. They had bands. I remember, I think Witch Coast played.
I think that was a very early Witch Coast performance.
Yeah,
too.
It might have been their first one. And it was a really great party, really fun. And my favorite memory of that party is there was one guy there who I did not know, and he was really drunk. And by the time the party was wrapping down, around 1:30 or so, there was a kiddie pool that everybody put the beer in. And at the end of the party, there were 4 beers left, and they were O'Doul's. And this guy just popped one open and started drinking the O'Doul's because he did not want that party to end. But guess what? That party was ending anyway because he was drinking non-alcoholic beer.
That's so funny. The only impact that had on his party situation was on his bladder and about like when he was going to have to pee.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I think that's not really a bad strategy to really tactically deploy the non-alcoholic beer because the drunk people won't notice and then they don't get more drunk and then it'll become much more of a problem.
Dolphinately, which is a word I picked up from Crawl Show.
Okay.
By the way, ROM is putting out an EP sometime next month. Sometime in the next several months, there's going to be a split release with Company Calls and guitarist Chris Fernandez. She is a member of Company Calls, so that's why that would happen, just to explain why that might happen.
That makes sense.
Yes, and there is going to be a full release in the fall because, and I quote Mark from a text message he just sent me, there are songs, man, comma, there are songs.
Thank God.
Period.
Also, the cover art for that particular song was done by Leah Gage.
Which is of a dog smoking a cigarette. And it's very much a doodle.
Yes.
I mean, like, doodles are great. I love me a good doodle.
Yeah.
Anyway, but let's keep things moving and grooving. Next on the podcast,
it's Jackie and the Treehorns.
Arisen to an end.
A World Gone Mad by Jackie and the Treehorns,
which was just released today on Bandcamp. And I found out about that because of a very handy email notification I got from Bandcamp. And that is one of the many reasons that Bandcamp is so very, very cool. Like, hey, they just put out this song today. We're recording a podcast tonight and including it on our show tomorrow.
Do you need credits? Jackie and the Treehorns are Kirk Reed, Austin Madert, Pat Keyes, and Steven Rubin as Jackie. Which is, I'm not quite sure why he is Jackie, but that's how they roll. We last featured them back in the fall of 2015 with a track from their album, Do You Mind If I Wear a Clown Mask?
Of which you were then able to print out a clown mask yourself and wear it on your face. Do you remember that?
Yes. They're a very interactive band. It was recorded, this track that we just played, A World Gone Mad, was recorded at the venerable Inner Ear Studios. Your next chance to catch Jackie and the Treehorns live is going to be on Thursday, April 27th at The Pinch in Columbia Heights as part of an extreme five-band bill with Curse Words, Pagan Reagan, good band name, Pagan
very
Reagan.
Very good.
Yes. The Prawns, and also Touch the Buffalo.
Which I think is very, very interesting because it's a command to touch the buffalo, or the buffalo is named Touch. Like, hey, hey, that buffalo over there, his name's Touch.
I like the second one better.
Me too. So, Paul, I was at a barbecue over the weekend that was hosted by my great friend and band leader, Kevin D'Souza, and another one of my great friends and also bandmates, Ben Tufts, was there.
Mm.
And I had a topic of conversation that was just kind of topical for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that both myself and Ben have provided some music lessons through a company called Lessons in Your Home. And it is exactly what it purports to be. It is, I mean, parentheses, music, yeah, close parentheses, lessons in your home.
Right.
And Ben had a student through there, and actually it was exactly one student. And I said to Ben, hey, Ben, like, are you still working with Lessons in Your Home at all? And he said, no, unfortunately, I had to terminate my relationship with them because all they ever got me was one student.
Mm.
And I brought this up with him in that way only because it was the conversational link for just a little bit of like a cool thing that happened to me, because I then proceeded to have to say, oh, they made me teacher of the month.
Oh, jeez.
Which, you know, involved a lot of laughter and understanding that I did not mean to be as backhanded about that as I did. But you know, I mean what can I say? I spend so much of my life with my foot in my mouth. I mean, if you ask me, it's actually kind of amazing that I can do a podcast. I've had to work really hard because my foot's in my mouth, so usually now that's a fake voice. My podcast voice is actually this. It's the same as my speaking voice, but no, what you just heard is actually my Emperor Palpatine voice.
Come to the dark side, Paul. God. Your podcast powers will be so much stronger.
You've been working on that one.
Well, the thing is that voice actually developed in college, and I've kept it around for pranks and for creeping people out ever since. But all right, that's enough Tony foolery. That's a play on Tom foolery.
Yeah.
Let's play another track on this week's podcast. Who's next?
This is the Lookout Gang. We'll be right back.
Lookout Gang with a track called Shattered Chasers.
That is the title track from their new EP, which you can purchase on their Bandcamp for a mere $1. Lookout Gang is Alex Margulies on vocals, Adam Kiley on lead guitar, Nate Smith on bass guitar, Miles Ryan on drums, Felix Cheng on keyboard, synth and guitar, and Ranjani Prabhakar on vocals.
There is also a track on this 4-song EP called Coconut Radio, which I am eager to listen to because I am in the market for a new Coconut Radio.
Also, apparently, if you Google Coconut Radio, it's a show on Sirius XM hosted by Jason Schwartzman.
That's very appropriate.
Yeah. Also, when we were doing a little note-taking before the show started, I went onto Facebook and I typed in Lookout Gang. And the first thing that came up in my search was a post from Tony back in 2015 that says, Lookout Gang is my fave new DC band. Such groove, much smooth.
Making my way into the notes 2 years later. Oh my God. Like, nah, that's cool, man. Also, they have a cool milestone. Their first gig was in 2014 at the DC Funk Parade.
I'm a big fan of the Funk Parade. I love that event. It's really fun. And it's coming up in the first weekend in May. And you should go check that out again. But Lookout Gang are playing a benefit show for Many Languages, One Voice, whose mission is to advocate, inform, and mobilize immigrant communities in D.C. MLOV fosters leadership and facilitates community-led initiatives to increase the meaningful inclusion of immigrants in the District of Columbia who do not speak English as their primary language. That's going down on Thursday, May 4th at the Rock and Roll Hotel, along with District Sky Punch, The Prawns, and Shining Blade Theory.
What a band name. I mean, that just sounds like someone who's into some kind of martial arts.
Yes. Also, bonus fact, drummer Miles Ryan is the founder of 7 Drum City, which is formerly branded 7DL, which recently moved to a new location on North Capitol Street that is a rehearsal space and drum lesson studio, which is totally awesome.
Great to know they're still doing their thing. I went to a show at their previous location once, and it was lots of fun. It was great to see people getting their paradiddles on. Where are we headed next, Paul?
Next up, we have the almighty Khan.
Loud knowledge, all by myself. All by myself, all by myself. All by myself, all by my. Did that shit all by myself. I found a way to survive. Did that shit all by myself. I found a way I can move. Did that shit all by myself. It's still motherfucking. If these niggas don't wanna help, then I do this shit all by myself. Do it all by myself. Get up in the game and I'ma kill it. Make them bounce out. My shit. And you ain't never met another nigga like me, motherfucker. Make them bounce out. My shit. They can call it what they want, but shit, it better be correct. I make them bounce out. My shit. And if I do what the fuck that I gotta do to prove that I can be the greatest, make them bounce out. My shit. And if I hit them with the flow, I bet that I can make them move. Pick up my position, let a nigga keep it cool. I'ma tell the truth and everything I say is smooth. Feel like I don't ever single thing that I can lose. But I'm betting the corners like I'm riding in a 64 Impala, make them bounce down my shit. But I'ma give them what the fuck they wanna hear from. My perspective is the real, I make them bounce down my shit. I've been a nigga from the jump, I gotta start the camera lane. Never hesitate, the regulators know the bang. Take it to the back, I let the motherfucker fame. Master of the crap, my ability to splay. Who the fuck is you? These people talking about a challenge. Deny me, I'ma spot the position, you need to plot for a year. You better roll for the bigger barricade to bury your body. Your bullets burning your flesh with these rapid fire attempts. When I spit it, I'm like an automatic attack. Rabbits, savagely eye damage, detrimental aesthetic. Step inside of my mind, but I'm minor than negativity to get the message out, but we doing it expeditiously. A whole nother level of attention to detail. I've seen hell and clean spells. I mean, well, when the weed fails, then I'm relying on your reciprocity. Follow the path designed. I personally designed it. I'm finding that I'm lost with no direction inside. My plight's become real. I write what I feel. I like to invite the vein to vacate. My pain is profound. I pray I don't drown. I'm pressing my luck with press to find love. Impress you. I dust this professional. It's poised to progress with passion. Perfects the price to convince this victim will win. Loud. Hey, did that shit all by myself. I found a way to survive. Did that shit all by myself. I found a way I can move. Did that shit all by myself. It's still motherfucking. If these niggas don't wanna help, then I do this shit all by myself. Do it all by myself. Get up in the game and I'ma kill it. Make them bounce down my shit. And you ain't never met another nigga like me, motherfucker. Make them bounce down my shit. They can call it what they want, but shit, it better be correct. I make them bounce down my shit. And if I do what the fuck that I gotta do to prove that I can be the greatest, make them bounce down my shit. And if I hit them with the flow, I bet that I can make them move. Pick up my position, let a nigga keep it cool. I'ma tell the truth and everything I say is smooth. Feel like I don't ever single thing that I can lose. But I'm better. The corners like I'm riding in a 64 Impala, make them bounce down my shit. But I'ma give them what the fuck they wanna hear from. My perspective is the real, I make them bounce down my shit. Loud, hey. Hey, did that shit all by myself, all by myself,
I found a way to survive. Did that shit all by my. I found a way I can move. Did that shit all by my. I found a way to survive. Did that shit all by my.
Vibes. That is a track from a new EP put out by KON, which stands for Knowledge Above All Nonsense, and a producer whose name is RMZ, who KON hooked up with, who lives in Tucson. It is a free download on the Bandcamp page of Bombay Knox. And if you haven't heard of Bombay Knox, it is a hip-hop promotion and management group based in and focused on DC, and it's led by a guy named Jesse Rubin. They've done a lot of random things, a lot of events, and they just put out volume 2 of their mixtape series, The Knox Files, last month. Compiles 22 tracks by rappers and producers living in DC and elsewhere. There's a lot to dig into there. Both that and this KON EP are Name Your Own Price downloads. And that KON, I mean, the fast rapping is so amazing. And he just keeps on putting out tracks, just like he can't even wait to like assemble them into an album or anything. He just got like, he makes the track and throws it up on his SoundCloud and they're just constantly coming.
He's just trying to spill that knowledge.
Cannot keep it in.
Yeah. So that's pushing us towards the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it.
And if you like this, you should subscribe to it. Get a podcast app, put it on your mobile device and subscribe. Get them all as we feed them to you. Follow us on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's at Hometown Sounds. The website is hometownsoundsdc.com. We got music videos up there. We got the podcast up there. We got events up there. It's great. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. Drop us a line. Let us know if you're making music and where it is and where we can get it, and we will check it out. Maybe we'll feature it on the podcast. But really, the important thing to do is to support all the musicians that you've heard on their podcast by buying their music
and seeing them play live.
Like, for example, at our next Hometown Sounds DC Music Millennium Stage Showcase.
Oh, you stitched that together so freaking well, man.
I know. It's
going to slapping Paul's leg. It sounds kind of weird.
It's going to be on Sunday, April 16th with Olivia Mancini and the Mates.
Yes, that is Easter Sunday. I may or may not be wearing a bunny suit, but you'll have to be there to find out. I mean, the thing is, you don't actually have to be there. You can watch the live stream or watch it during your work day when you just like need a break, you know, at some other point during your life, because it's all going to be on the Kennedy Center's website. But yeah, it'd be great if you came. Like, I'm going to become free from my Easter jam.
Yeah, totally. It's going to be a really great show. The gates open at 5:30. The show starts at 6. It is 1 hour.
The castle, yeah, the Kennedy
they're
Center.
Like, you know, the ropey things. But anyway, and it'll be a very family-friendly show. If you happen to have family in town that want to come see some live music, this would be a perfect thing.
Bring them.
Yes.
I want to meet your family.
Damn it, now the show sounds creepy. We have one last track for you on the podcast tonight. This is a track by Jason Mullinax. He is an experimental electronic musician and music educator out of Tacoma Park. We last featured Mullinax back in the summer of 2015 with a track from his debut album under his own name that was called Homeworld. You can still grab that on his Bandcamp for whatever price you want.
And that new album is going to be called Time Being. And when does it come out, Paul?
Comes out on May 5th. He'll do a limited run of CDRs. So if you like physical optical media with cool artwork, you should pre-order that. The song that we're going to play is the lead-off track from that album, and it's called Next Time We Fly.
And Jason, I'm going to suggest a parens addition to that song title that reads, Except Not United, close parens. That's a current events joke.
We hope you liked this. We hope you've liked all the music. And thank you very much for listening. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Paul.
And we will see you next time.